Thank you so much for joining us, Luigi.
Good morning.
Now, in general, what chemicals are found in diet soft drinks and how does it make it different to normal soft drinks?
Well, you know, in the diet sodas, there are different type of, artificial sweeteners, you know, from sucralose, you know, to aspartame. And there are, you know, several ones, you know, that are devoid of calories, but they are 100 to 10,000 times more sweet than regular table sugar.
Right, of course. Now, also, scientifically, when it comes down to it, which one is worse for you?
Look, you know, the data are showing that, you know, sodas or soft drinks are not good for kids and for adults. And new data, and the reason is because basically, you know, beverage, they are very high in calories, empty calories, and you don't want to have excess caloric intake because you gain weight, you gain visceral fat, and when you gain visceral fat, you know, you have a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes and dyslipidemia, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, some of the most common type of cancer. So industry, you know, say, okay, you know, if, you know, the classical sugary beverages are bad, so can we use basically beverages that are diet, you know, meaning that they don't have calories, but they are still sweet. And the data published in very good journals are suggesting that, unfortunately, the brain is not able to get tricked. Basically, you know, when you're drinking these soda, these diet soft drinks, some neurons in the brain, the hypothalamus, are perceiving the sweet, but at the same time, they don't see the calories coming in. And so this activation of these neurons increases hunger, and people then tend to eat more during the day because of these soft drinks. So there are more and more data showing that, you know, again, you know, drinking diet sodas are increasing body weight because of this mechanism, you know, driven by some hypothalamic neurons, and therefore, you know, again, if it's one in a while, you know, if, you know, my rule is, you know, we don't have soft drinks at home. If my kid goes to a birthday party once in a while, I'm not checking on him. So the secret is not buying these sodas and not keeping in the refrigerator. So the kids and adults, when they are thirsty, they're going to drink water or a tea or, you know, during meals, a good glass of wine.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And I mean, thinking about that, because, you know, of course, we know that the regular soft drink, you know, it's got calories, it's quite sugary. But as you mentioned, there's some of the psychological risk. I don't know if risk is the right. This is some of the psychological factors that come into drinking Diet Coke and how our body will diet soft drinks and how our body kind of responds to it. With those extra factors, would you say that these diet soft drinks might be having a worse effect?
No, not worse. No, not worse. But they have an effect, and it's not psychological. You know, basically, this study, I think it was published in Cell Metabolism, is a real biological mechanism. Basically, you know, you are drinking these very sweet beverages, and the brain is able to perceive this sweet. But it says, why there is this sweet and there is no calories? And because of that, basically, it triggers appetite. So you become hungry. And so then during the following days, you are eating more because you have activated these neurons in your brain that perceive the sweet without having the calories, because these are basically calorie-free drinks, okay? So I'm not saying it's worst, but, you know, you are still eating more. And so even if you are not, you know, getting the calories from the soft drink, but you are eating more during the day of other food, and basically you have a tendency to gain weight. And as I explained, you know, this epidemic of obesity and overweight, you know, you don't have to be massively obese. You know, if you have extra fat in your abdomen, the very bad fat is the abdominal fat.
Yeah.
Because this fat is very active and is increasing the risk of many, many, many chronic diseases.
Right, of course. So, yeah, you'd say that it's not so much it's worse. They just both have their faults, I guess. Absolutely. Well, Luigi, thank you so much for answering our big question. And thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you.